Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to the people of Utah. Good evening to the folks who are currently getting drunk off of old Scotch whiskey. It's Friday. It's Friday, Friday, July the 30th, 2021. It's Friday in the age of Boblimpdoc. And you can hang on until the turning of the tide. You can hang on until the changing of the guard. You can hang on until a fat lady sings. But you can't hang on forever, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, it's almost 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Utah, Friday night. Do you know what the Mormon freaks of Utah do on a Friday night? Have you seen their eldritch rituals in Salt Lake City? They dress up in white robes, they cover their animals in the blood of other animals. They paint their hair red, they worship the dead. They got an old priest named Ned out there in Salt Lake City. Out there in Salt Lake City, there are people living underneath the temple. They live there off the fat of the land. They live there off of protein scraps that get tossed down the tunnel. Yes, in Salt Lake City, there are priests and priestesses of the ancient order. There are hobo shaman and gomblablek priests. There are nuns and nunneries covered in oil. They are trying to find the forbidden truth. FEMA is hiring in your area. FEMA is hiring for workers in your area. The FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is hiring in your area, you can make up to $2,812 per paycheck. That's precise. FEMA is hiring in your area. You can get a FEMA job at that FEMA camp. You can watch your neighbors take a poop. You'll get that FEMA job making the good money. A pound of hamburger will cost you $800. A pound of cockroaches. A pound of cockroaches. 1 pound of organically raised cockroaches. It'll cost you $20. But it'll taste so good. It'll taste so wonderful. Yeah, I was reading the news online today off of Zero Hedge, and they have this thing where they inject ads into the news feed. And one of the ads was one of these ads for a FEMA job. It says FEMA's now hiring in your area so you can treat your neighbor like a gumbo freak. FEMA's now hiring in your area so you can take pictures of naked women in group showers. FEMA's now hiring in your area so you can prepare the food pellets for the slave people. FEMA's now hiring. 2812. Per paycheck, that might get you maybe a hooker, maybe some crystal meth. FEMA's hiring. And if you're listening to me on shortwave radio as I drink my coffee, but if you're out there in the universe on a shortwave radio set and you're picking this up off of 5950 kilohertz, Saturday or Sunday night, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. UTC the next day, buddy boy. Then this is WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. And this is the Planetary Status Report. If you would like to get the notes for this show, just go to dfgtc.org/shownotes. That's Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie .org/shownotes. Just pick the right date. Pick the right show. You'll get whatever wretched notes you need to go to sleep at night. FEMA is hiring you to go to the camp. The camp down the street, the one that's right next to the Safeway or the Walmart or the Davis or maybe Smith's, right? FEMA's opening a camp and they will give you food and water and shelter. They'll give you the hope of the ages. And you can have a job. You can have a job, buddy. Next topic. There's a lot of talk about the vaccines out there. There are a lot of experts telling us that we got to take the vaccine so we don't have to wear the mask. And then they tell us we have to take the vaccine so we don't have to have a lockdown. And then they tell us we got to take the vaccine so we can take the vaccine so we can take the vaccine. You see where this goes, baby. You want to go and get the vaccine, that's great. But first you're going to need the vaccine. You want to go get vaccinated? First you're going to need the vaccine. But soon, there'll be the bio pump. Soon, very soon, yes, very soon there'll be a bio pump. You'll get bio pump cartridges from the FEMA camp helper every day. They'll knock on your door. Hello, sir or ma'am. Would you like your bio pump cartridges? And you'll take that bio pump that has a central line connected to your bloodstream. And you'll go ahead and take that cartridge set. And you'll stick it in your bio pump. And you're gonna get vaccinated every 15 minutes. That's right. You're going to go ahead and you're going to get a bio pump from the FEMA camp person who's getting paid $28.12 every 2 weeks, right? So they can buy some protein pellets. They will look sickly and sad and nearly dead from the sugar herpes. They will come to your door with blank, sallow, clammy faces and sweaty hands. They will smell of grimpus. They'll smell of burnt animal fat. And they will come to your door with those cartridges of vaccines. Yes, they'll come to your door and they will give you your cartridge set every day, and you'll stick your cartridges of vaccines into your BioPump Helper 8000. No, excuse me, that number's been used. The BioHump Helper, no, yeah, BioHump, BioPump, the BioPump Helper 78,000. And you will put that cartridge set into your BioPump Helper 78,000 from Pfizer in partnership with Stryker Medical Instruments with help from the Department of Defense. And of course, one of the things you'll enjoy doing with your family after a few weeks of the BioPump Helper 78,000 is you'll enjoy cutting the tumors off of your body. Yes, didn't Alan Greenspan say something like this? Didn't Alan Greenspan say that tumors are like steak? Wasn't that what we were told? In the not too distant future, right? Anyways. Do you know what true socialism is? Have you ever conceived of true socialism in its purest form? True socialism is one man getting paid to dig another man's grave, while a third points a pistol at both and himself. True socialism is a suicide pact between eight crazy people and a mule. That's right, we've never really tried true socialism. True socialism. excuse me, true socialism. No, really, really true, really real socialism. True socialism is the murder of opportunity for the sake of malice and hatred and envy. True socialism is an extinction level event. You go down that road, you're not coming back. One day, under true socialism, you will grow your sandwich meat on your arm as a tumor. Your butt fungus, the fungus of your butt, your butt fungus will grow you bread. Your miserable low-flow urine, it'll be your mustard. You will make your tumor sandwich. Under true socialism, you'll eat that sandwich in the dark. Under true socialism, the lights will go out at 6 p.m. because we have to conserve electricity. Under true socialism, you will make your tumor sandwich and you will eat it in silence and cheer and you will pray, oh, the blessings of true socialism. Thank you for my tumor sandwich. Thank you for my low-flow urine mustard. Thank you for my butt fungus bread. Thank you for it all. Now I can eat every day from the things that grow on me. True socialism. It'll grow on you. Yes, under true socialism, so many amazing things will occur. But we should go to the next topic here. Let's go to the next topic. I have had a hard time reviewing the news in recent weeks, in part because I find the news to be mostly crap. And you could say, well, Dan, it's always been crap, and that's probably true too. But it seems like the level of crap has reached a whole new level. And I find the articles implausible. I find it to be mostly fear-mongering. In fact, the purpose of the articles is simply to tell you what you need to be afraid of today. And usually it's more than one thing. Gotta be afraid the Chinese, they're building islands in the South China Sea. Gotta be afraid of lockdown. The mayor of Washington, D.C. wants to shut you down. Gotta be afraid of the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, you're gonna die. Gotta be afraid people will come to your door and knock on it, maybe bust it down, and make you take some vaccine. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? So many things to be afraid of. So many things to be scared of. But the question is, can we rise above? So many things causing terror. But can we throw the fear in the gutter? I don't know. I don't know, man. But I thought I'd go to Zero Hedge and just sort of lightly read the articles. I will interpret them according to the ancient ways. I will go to ZeroHedge.com and I will read the headlines according to the ancient ways of translating. You can interpret it the way you want to. You can read into it whatever you want to. I don't care. First headline, countdown to the next imprisonment is soon, says Overlord Zortan 86. Zortan says, in all probability, this region will be covered in some type of paste. The paste will burn your eyes. The paste will kill the flies. We're going to be locked down because of the paste. It's sticky. Next headline. Imagine for a moment they've been lying to you. Next headline. Western governors of the Sector 89 region are asking for imperial support from Carillion starfighters to fight against the various problems with wildfires. They would like to use the plutonium cannons and the beryllium torpedoes and whatever Bronctozoid bombs. They would like to start dropping bombs on Sector 3 to fight the fires there. Will that be okay? Next topic. Let's go to the headlines, man. Get rid of the FBI. The FBI doesn't work. Screw that. Next topic. We all know the FBI is broken. Get rid of the FBI, right? Next topic. Oh, race cars will no longer need people. Race cars will no longer need people. Race cars will drive themselves. They'll drive themselves crazy. Race cars will now drive themselves. They will drive themselves to the edge of the world. Race cars will begin to form posses and clans. Race cars will elect tribal leaders and begin to make plans. Race cars will go to the edge of the world and find a way out. Race cars will race their way to Shell Beach. Next headline, they say that if you drink beer, you will become sexy. They say that you can now drink beer and lose weight. This is good news for me. They say that you can drink your fill of ale and sit on your butt and listen to music for like hours every day while vaping marijuana, and you will amazingly raise your testosterone. Your penis will get longer. Women will love you. They'll look at you. He must drink beer. They'll say to themselves, how can I get me a man that cares about himself enough to drink beer? Next headline. Aren't these headlines great and informative, really? Next headline. There is a new variant of Bigfoot. Yes, by the end of 2020, Bo Blimpdoc, we believe we destroyed all the Bigfoot. Despite the fact that the Bigfoot were breaking into farms and making love to farmers' daughters and giving them the monkey herpes. But we thought it was over. But there's a new kind of Bigfoot. They call this Bigfoot the Delta variant. They say it's already attacked China. They say it's going after all the cities there. They have to vaccinate everybody against Bigfoot before it's too late. Bigfoot will look in your window. Bigfoot will listen to your phone calls. Bigfoot will steal your car and never return it. Bigfoot will take your credit card. Bigfoot will use your credit card on porn sites. Like We Love Harry. So does Bigfoot. Oh, the hippie women of Belgium and Denmark love Bigfoot. He does not judge them because he loves their hair. But he's carrying the monkey herpes. So you better be on the watch. Next headline, the left wing, they don't like your freedom. Headline, the right wing, they don't like your freedom either. Next headline. These are so informative. In the great city of New Amsterdam, there is a statue with 17 ladders. In the great city of Amsterdam, the young have been told, your life is crap. In the great city of New Amsterdam, they built an idol worshiping death. In the great city of New Amsterdam, they are sacrificing the young to the old. They're burning the babies. They're drinking the blood. And they're laughing as their future, the future of those people, is destroyed. They mock the young as their future turns to ashes in the new city of Amsterdam. Next headline, right? Because these headlines are crazy. Are we going to go to war with China? Who knows? Next headline. Oh, someone in China was thrown in jail for what? Speaking their mind? Wow, that never happens in the West. Next headline. Next headline. When everything falls apart, when everything goes to crap, where do you want to be? When everything turns to crap, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be when the world turns to crap? Do you want to be in another country? Do you want to go to Argentina and enjoy life there? Do you want to meet a senorita in Mexico City? Next headline, there's a brutal heat wave. There is a brutal heat wave tearing this country apart. There are people being killed by tongues of fire. These tongues, they reach out and lick you on the butt. There are people being burned by the sun. People are being destroyed by the sun. Next headline. The emperor says we must continue to taunt the Chinese. We have to send our ships through the Taiwan Strait. Why? Because we own the world. We have all the cash. Yes, the mayor of Washington, D.C. wants to send the canoe brigade through the Taiwan Strait so that they can toss dynamite at the crazy people in China, because this most likely will help the world become a better place, a more peaceful place, if we go around making enemies and tossing dynamite at people. And everyone knows in the middle of a pandemic, the best thing to do is start World War III. This has been well studied by all the ancient scientists. Oh, but Dan, didn't the Chinese engineer this virus to kill us? And let's pause on that for a second. Because President Biden and pretty much all the Democrats ran on this idea that the virus was just a thing. Maybe it was climate change. Maybe it was the wrong bat and the wrong monkey and the wrong outside market on the wrong day. It might have been just a totally natural, accidental thing. And then Biden wins the election, and now it's the Chinese virus, the CCP virus, the communist virus. All of a sudden, magically, throughout their entire campaign in 2020, it was, you can't blame the Chinese. They didn't do anything wrong. Now it's the Chinese and they did something wrong. But what if that story is crap too? What if it's all crap? What if there is no magical virus? What if just because I can dribble a basketball, what if just because I can dribble a basketball, that does not imply that I'm a professional NBA basketball player? What if there are viruses that prior to 2020 killed people all the time? And a lot of cases, nobody researched it to figure out what it was. It was just a mystery virus. What if the number I was given in 2010 was a couple hundred thousand people die in American hospitals each year from error, from mistake, and most of those are from hospital-acquired infection, MRSA, fungal, you name it, okay? What if magically a lot of those hospital-acquired infections became COVID-19 this year, brothers and sisters? What if there's even a setting in Caradime? It used to be Microsoft, now it's GE Caradime Amalga. What if there's a configuration where every random virus is now COVID? None of that would surprise me. None of it. Next headline. Oh my goodness. There is a kingdom to the east. They eat their bread with yeast. They hunt the eggs and wolves. They live inside the swamps. They live in Maryland. They live in Maryland. They can't find people to pick up the trash. They're looking for people to pick up the trash. And yet I say to myself, as the fear-mongers of AI and the robot apocalypse stare deeply into their own crooked fantasies, I say to myself, where are the robots to clean up the garbage? You know, if the robots were so advanced to do all the crazy things people say they can do, and full disclosure, I'm a computer programmer and I've worked around people who say they work in AI, and I am telling you that AI is mostly smoke and mirrors. It's true. It's true. AI is doing well at chess and the game of Go. AI is succeeding at poker and even doing okay at writing really, really crappy news articles. But AI is nowhere near where people think it is, and if it were, and this is important, the robots would be picking up the garbage, which implies a couple of things, potentially. One, there are no AI robots yet that can really do anything interesting, in fact, at all, including the ones that can quote-unquote drive cars. That's one possibility. Or it's so expensive. So expensive that we are not at the point yet where it's economically feasible to have a robot picking up the garbage. So yes, in Maryland, in the land of Maryland, you can go ahead. You can get a job in Maryland picking up the garbage. Next headline. The news is crazy. America's best students, I don't know who those would be, probably the ones with IQs above 70. America's best students from the best schools currently won't want to go to Wall Street. They all want to be socialists. They want to help you find the socialist paradise under true socialism. True socialism, right? True socialism. True socialism transcends the capitalist crapola, right? True socialism will give everybody what they need and some things they want. True socialism will allow us to have sex at night with robot commie Scarlett Johansson. Next headline. Oh boy. In the region known as California, also described as Section 8113Z Alpha by the Troblemek tribe of planetoid Zebion 33, in the place known as California, where people have crazy California dreaming, they've got problems with the water. They got problems in the Delta. They want to grow your cantaloupes. They want to grow your fruit and grow your vegetables. But there ain't no water. There's no water for you. In the region known as California, there's not enough water to feed the bears. There's not enough water to grow the food. There's not enough water to put out the fires. Next headline. Did you know that there are Olympic Games ongoing? Did you know that there are athletes from around the world? They're in Japan, near Fukushima. There are athletes with healthy bodies and healthy minds and healthy sex drives. They're in Japan making love on cardboard beds soaked in animal grease. Yep, guess what? The gold medal ain't gold. It's made out of silver. And that's okay. China's moving in to Afghanistan. China is moving in to Afghanistan. Let them have it. Let them have it. Next headline. Almost all of the COVID-19 cases in Massachusetts, almost all of them, right? Maybe 74%, that's a lot, preponderance. 74% of all the COVID-19 cases from Massachusetts occurred in fully vaccinated people. 74% of people who got the COVID-19, 74% of those people in Massachusetts, they were vaccinated. Next headline. Yes, the news is so much easier to talk about when you just don't care. Next headline. Breaking news. Have social media companies become way too powerful? That's not breaking news. That's yesterday's news. Next headline. According to those wizards and witches at the CDC, the Delta variant moves like the chicken pox. According to the wizards and the witches and the magi at the CDC, the COVID-19 spreads exactly like monkey herpes. Next headline, American swimmer threatens, what? American swimmer says what? American swimmer says that some Russian had been doping. According to the scientists of the future, the Russians, they're always doping, they're always taking horse testosterone. According to scientists, the Russians are always taking horse pills. They're always getting their pecs really firm. Next headline, right? These headlines help us, they help us understand the world. Oh my, a giant stack of batteries caught fire in Australia. Thank you, Elon. A giant stack of batteries caught fire in Australia. How's it going, Elon? Do you file this under Tesla or do you file this under crap is falling apart, Elon? Next headline. Next headline. Next headline. The Chinese government just arrested somebody for booing. The Chinese government just arrested a man for booing during the musical Hamilton. Everybody knows you shouldn't make fun of Hamilton because it's so based. Yeah, next headline. If coal is dead, then why are the ships so full of it? If nobody likes coal, then why? Why are the ships piled with it? Thank you. Next headline. China's nuclear reactor is leaking radiation into that designer shoe you just bought on Etsy. It'll be radioactive and filled with love. Take those tumors. Make yourself a tumor sandwich. Make yourself a tumor sandwich. Now you know. Now you know what true socialism is.